Yeah. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay, we're live.
Doing it. What are we doing?
I don't know. DC and I are on our way to the pub. Not to the pub show. Fuck.
The pub show.
Pub show.
Hey, Pub fans, DC here with the Pub Show with another Pubcast for you. It's been a while since we posted one of these, huh? Well, we're back. We took a little bit of a hiatus. We redesigned the website, doing a few videos, posted some blog posts and things, but no shows, no Pubcasts. So we're back today with a couple of interviews. Now, the Pub Show is typically a little juvenile, maybe even immature, but fear not, we're still juvenile and immature. We just decided to get a little serious on this one and do some interviews with some local businesses, both relatively new, at least new to us. There was an open house for a new company in Lansing called That's How We Brew. They're in Frandor, and they are a brew supply shop tied to a smoke shop called That's How We Roll. You can buy tobacco there and your brewing supplies. Well, they had this open house, and we were lucky enough to be able to participate in that, try some sample beers that they had going, and meet the owner, as well as a few other patrons who happened to brew beer. We met up with Gearhead Brewing Company out of Haslett, Michigan. Got a chance to interview them as well. So we have those for you today, and that's pretty much it. That's going to be the show this time. We do have a few sponsor messages to pass along, as usual. Pays for the beer, you know. But for the most part, this is just going to be interviews. The next Pubcast will probably be back to business as usual, but for now, we're doing interviews. Take a listen, let us know what you think, but first, a few words from our sponsors.
Listen to that. Maybe it's a harpsichord. Who knows what kind of MIDI they're using right now? But all I know is one thing. It emits these images in your head. The cool, clear, crystal waters of a place where you can lean down with the deer and drink from the lakes. But imagine this, they're filled with beer, and it is f***ing awesome. It's called Oktoberfest, and the pub crew desperately needs your help so they can journey there and drink beer with these deer.
That's right, the dude. I'm DC from the Pub Show. For the cost of a pint of beer at your local tavern, you can help make a pub crew member's dreams come true. Your contribution, along with that of other pub fans, could make it possible to send the pub crew to Oktoberfest in Munich instead of Oktoberfest in Lansing. Won't you make your sponsorship pledge today?
Seriously. Come on, brah. You know you can do it. Only you can send our heroes across the pond.
Tired of that same old ride? Looking for something new to take home? Maybe something a little bit older, more sophisticated, more experienced? Come over to Triple Nad's Cougar Emporium. Slide into one of our fine pre-owned Cougars today. The Cougars at Triple Nads are second to none. Well, maybe the ones at Rum Runners. Each and every Cougar on the Cougar Emporium lot undergoes a rigorous three-point inspection to ensure that your Cougar has a clean, shiny grill, soft, supple airbags, and ample trunk space if you need room for a large package. If you're looking for something a little less travel, don't forget our lineup of new model year Pumas in the back lot. Come find a Cougar to take home today before the Cougar finds you first.
DC and I are on our way to That's How We Brew out in Frandor for their grand opening today from 12 to 4. So, I don't know, I'm pretty excited.
Visibly. We're talking with Patrick Brazil, owner and manager of That's How We Brew. Thanks for having us in. Tell us about the store. What is That's How We Brew?
That's How We Brew is a home brew supply store here in Lansing, right by Frandor, across from Jets. It's kind of our distinguishing mark is how we tell people to get here. We offer home brew supplies anywhere from all grains to Y-Yeast, White Labs, any type of hops, loose and pellet. We definitely have all kinds of supplies for anybody that wants to order anything. Excellent. Bottling, miscellaneous products, all that good stuff.
And you guys have great samples too.
Nice. Yeah, we have a saison that we brewed in the store. It's an all grain that we brewed up about 4 weeks ago. We brewed it up and kegged it just about 6 days ago.
So you're brewing a little bit in the store. Is that going to be available for sale, or is it just kind of...
Never. It's only for in-house training and samples. We do not have a liquor license. We will not get a liquor license because we do not want to be under liquor control's thumb.
Now you say training. Are you guys going to offer like classes, like kind of thing, to show people how to do this kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, it was more of a staff training that day, and we're hoping that we can actually have our brew club meetings where we can train on different all grains. Or samples or different types of styles. Maybe some people want to do different types of brewing that we can actually have. Right now we're still up for options on the name, the day, and when we're going to meet, but we're definitely forming a new Lansing brew club.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, the samples are great because when you come in and you're not really sure which kit you want to buy or which, you know, hops to match with which grains, still let you know, like, well, this is a kit that'll let you make this type of beer, and you get to taste it right there. So I think that's pretty important. So as far as the supplies, do you guys have any options for delivery, or you got to come right here and pick it up in the store?
Currently, there's no delivery. You definitely have to come in. But we are open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday to Saturday, and Sunday 11 to 5. We are offering LD Carlson as our wholesaler. Anything that people need from Brewers Best, we have. We also have Brewcraft, which offers Rogue. We have Rogue Brutal IPA and Dead Guy's Ale, which is huge success right now as recipe kits that the more of the intermediate to beginner could brew up a Dead Guy Ale and absolutely love it. The nice thing about the all grain is that we do have a mill on site, so if people need stuff milled, they can. And we do discounts on anything all the way up to 55 pounds. We will give people discounts on large quantities, and I'd love to work with people, especially in brew clubs or anybody that wants to do large batches. We can definitely do big orders for them for a discount.
Can you tell me about the sister company or the other part of the store, That's How We Roll?
That's How We Roll is a tobacco side of the shop. We have Daughters and Ryan premium high-end tobacco, no additives, no preservatives. The nice thing about the tobacco is that we can match it up to a craft beer. So if you're drinking a porter, we can have a nice, deep, rich smoke for that. It's very reasonable to roll your own, and at the same time, the nice thing about the Daughters and Ryan is that the no additives is huge, and we have 27 different kinds of Daughters and Ryan that you can blend together. So our tobacco is by far, hands down, one of the best in the city.
Excellent.
We kind of dabble in the home brewing a little bit ourselves, and one of the biggest I wouldn't really necessarily call it a downfall. One of the biggest time consumers is bottling, obviously. So we're thinking about maybe trying to go to kegging. Do you guys sell kegging supplies?
We're actually doing starter kegging equipment coming in as of Monday. I'm ordering those tomorrow. The nice thing about the kegging equipment is we actually want to have a session for people to learn how to keg, to make sure that they do it correctly, to watch their PSIs on certain ways to pour.
Sounds like something DC and I'd be interested in attending.
Absolutely. And actually, that was probably our next venture. I expected a lot of beginners to come into the new supply store, and it's more towards intermediate and advanced. The intermediates are very much into, I want to learn how to keg. I want to get a good deal on kegs. Can I get some nice used corny kegs? Absolutely. So right now, we're definitely shopping out used, new, CO2, and training sessions on that. And I think that's a big deal because the problem with bottling is it just takes so long.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's just everybody hates it. And it's just like, all right, if you can't afford the kegging, that's great. But we will be getting in some growlers for people to keg and some 22-ounce bombers, so it'll make it a little bit easier. But besides that, the kegging equipment will go in. Next Friday, we'll have it in.
Great. Well, it sounds like so all this information will probably be available on That's How We Brew's website.
More so on our Facebook.
Facebook.
The webpage, of course, web developers always charge more, whereas Facebook is more free.
Talking to a couple of web developers here.
Yes. The nice thing about Facebook is that you can definitely post things and it's more interactive. We also have a text club. We'll have a newsletter and our brew club organized. And today we're actually taking names for suggestions for our brew club, which will be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Patrick.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you.
It was so great to speak with Patrick from That's How We Brew. Great company, great guy. They have a great staff, very knowledgeable. Definitely go there to check out your brew supply. Now we have an interview with Gearhead Brewing. Now these guys are doing some really interesting things. Check out their website, check out their Facebook. Sign up for one of their beer rallies. By the time you hear this, they'll have two more, at least this year. Definitely keep an eye on these guys because I think they'll be doing big things here in mid-Michigan.
Triple Ned here with Todd from Gearhead Brewing out of Hazlet, Michigan, right?
Currently we're in Hazlet, yeah.
Currently Hazlet, okay. He's here showcasing some of his samples at That's How We Brew. Todd, do you guys have a storefront or anything just
yet?
We
do not, not yet. We're working on licensing right now. It's a long process, so we've been in full-blown promotional mode now for about 6 months. Been at the whole thing for about a year. The three of us are all kind of closet homebrewers, have been for a long time. Mike much longer than the other two of us, but off and on the other two of us for almost 20 years. We were together, we got brought together as coaches for Lego Robotics in Hazlet, and we found out we had a common interest, and here we go. But we're in the midst of licensing right now. It's a long process to get through. So
you said there's three of you then? There's Todd, there's you, Mike, and
Steve.
Steve, okay. Yeah. Once you guys actually are able to develop a storefront and work through the whole licensing issue and everything else, are you guys looking to stay kind of locally here in the Lansing area or Hazlet?
We're looking to stay no larger than what I guess I'd call regional. The analogy we keep using is we'd like to be as big as Bell's was a few years ago. But don't see us really working too hard towards expanding beyond the Midwest.
Just regional distribution?
Yeah, correct.
Distribution. So it's definitely something you want to be able to take and run with it as a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, right. Absolutely, yeah. Or put a different way, we're looking for it to support our family.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Because homebrewing is great. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
And it would be great for something as fun as it is to provide us with our livelihoods.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, it looks like you have a pretty good support community. We're here at this open house for That's How We Brew, and with NBC not here, it's like it kind of paved the way for a lot of smaller guys to get in and get some of the pie.
I mean, we're really in kind of a hole in the middle of the state where there just really isn't a lot going on as far as brewing goes.
Yeah.
There's some newer places that have recently opened up. There's a place in Mason called Bad Brewing. There's Eagle Monk and Black Barn out towards Williamston. But it's exciting. You get really to get from here to, in anything in recent memory other than NBC, to get to a brewery that's in distribution, you have to go to Jackson and, Dark Horse and places like that.
Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo.
It's really kind of surprising to me that as strong as brewing is in Michigan, I mean, we're nationally next to Colorado, I think we've got a higher concentration of breweries than any other state.
Yeah.
But right here in the middle of the state where we are, there's
nothing.
Yeah, it's surprising. But we're trying to change that.
We're glad to see you guys here. It looks like some of what you've already developed is great. We're looking forward to tasting some of the samples.
The beers we've got today are a double IPA that we call Hopped Rod, a cream ale that's called Flathead. We've got a blonde called Ragtop, a couple of bottles of our red, which is called Bent Rod.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us or the listeners?
We look forward to being able to provide beer to folks. It tends to put a smile on everybody's face.
Yeah, and we look forward to consume that beer too.
Great.
Any web presence yet, or
we're mostly promoting on Facebook. You can find us as Gearhead Brewing.
Okay.
Gearhead being one word. Gearhead Brewing.
Okay.
And we've got a website that we're in the process of putting up. That's gearhead-brewing.com.
Okay.
And there you go.
Good deal. Perfect. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Todd.
Thanks a bunch.
Well, that wraps up another pubcast. I'd like to say thank you to That's How We Brew and Gearhead Brewing for giving us the opportunity to interview you guys. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, Pub fans, for listening. And if you have any suggestions, comments, leave them on the Facebook, leave them on the posts on the site. Send us an email, dc@thepubshow.net. Thanks for listening.